Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. It is Friday, and it is the 25th of July. And actually, I'm drinking coffee so that I won't laugh myself crazy like I do on all my other shows when I'm drinking tea. And my producer gave me some coffee, black coffee at that. Can you believe that? We're going to have a great show for you tonight. It is called Expectations in Life, Love, Personal, and Business Relationships. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to take a brief look that something will happen or is likely to happen with your expectations. It is a feeling or belief about how successful, how good, etc., someone or something will be in your life. And we're going to talk about how to manage expectations in a relationship. We're going to talk about a lot of great things to seek and to prevent disappointment by establishing in advance what can realistically be achieved or delivered by a relationship and the undertaking, of course, with the course of action that will provide a good or understanding of the outcome for your thoughts and your feelings. We've got a great lineup of artists tonight. We're going to do Tank. We're going to do Ray Charles. We're going to do Sarah Sleen, Nora Jones, Rihanna, Mark Willis, Leslie Grace, Jennifer Hudson, Jamie O'Neill. We got the old, the new, and of course my man Ray Charles. We're going to play him. But I'm telling you, you are going to listen to the best show on the internet every Friday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you're just going to have a great time. And if you want to listen to the show on your phone, just dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial, and you can listen to the show no matter where you are. So you don't even need the internet. You can just dial in. Don't hit the number one button because you'll be talking to me. But otherwise than that, we're 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, well, actually 6 p.m. Mountain. Man, my producers say, read the stuff right, Don. Read the stuff right. You're listening to the most exciting 1 hour and 30 minutes of pure enjoyment. And my book website is www.dsmpublications.net, and you're really going to enjoy what you find on my book site. If you want to email me, you can email me at McClureDonS@yahoo.com. Or my other email, DonSMcClure@AOL.com or DonSMcClure@DSMpublications.net, which is connected to my website. And my new book is blowing up. People are getting it. We're up to 16,000 listeners, and I am truly, really glad about that. We've got two emails to read. One of them said, "Hey, Don, I listened to a portion of your show last week. You have an extremely nice voice, pleasant to listen to." I got about half hour of the show, and I must say, I am so proud of you. Keep up the good work, Debbie in Maryland. And can I get a date? I'm just joking. She didn't say she could get a date, but she did. Right. She's proud of me. Then we had an email in from Murphy's. I told you I would start laughing. From Murfreesboro, Tennessee, her words. I don't know why I started that. Her words, you sounded wonderful. I enjoyed the whole show. I plan on listening to you next week. You are all kinds of awesome. Male in Tennessee. Man, I really get some nice fan mail. I really like that. I want to send a happy birthday out to Veronda Heron, H-E-A-R-O-N, in Chicago, Illinois. Today, the 25th, is her birthday. And I definitely want to send a shout-out to someone I just emailed. We were texting back and forth on Facebook. Ya LaFord, happy birthday. She's in Florida, and she goes between Florida and the Bronx. She was born in 1979. She works and travels between Tampa Bay and the Bronx, New York. Her hometown is Jamaica Kingston. This young lady is fantastic. She is a lawyer who turned to an artist and is a professor at two universities. Now, you can't ask for a sharper woman than that. And I'm telling you, we have some sharp young women out there that are doing some great things. Tonight's show is sponsored by Jerry Hawkins out of Willowbrook, Illinois. And she's reading my book today called I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. So we're going to take it away. We're going to get everybody to listen. We're going to do a quick PSA on my book, To Have a Friend, which is the best crime thriller ever written. And when we come back, we're going to kick a track first to get you all pumped up, turn it out, turn it around, jump up and down, whatever the heck it is. And my producer says, would you just play the PSA? This is a PSA from my book, To Have a Friend, and then we're going to get our show started. So thank you to my 16,000 listeners and my new sponsors, and happy birthday to the two young ladies I just mentioned.
To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written. In this amazing new drama, Joey is the brilliant and fascinating underworld figure every prosecutor, law official, politician, and other rising crime figure love to hate. It's up to him to keep his friend and his friend's family safe and uninvolved in this plan that he knows will destroy everything the loving couple have worked so hard to build.
And that's my book, To Have a Friend, and that book is still selling hot. I mean, people are still ordering that book. I will be in Iowa, Des Moines, on August the 9th, doing a book signing with my sister, evangelist, Yolanda Black. And that's my girl there. She has a show on Blog Talk called The Voice of Joy. And she actually challenged me the other day talking about, your show is okay, but my show is better than your show. And I said, I can't believe that, sis. Your show's not better than mine. But anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. Let's get to a track, and then we'll check our soundboard and see where we are. This is Rihanna, Don't Stop the Music. And actually, this is a jazz track, so I'm amazed at that. But let's play this.
Please don't stop the music. Getting
like that. That's the kind of tracks they play to the, in the Spanish club I go to. When I come in, they play that track. Please don't stop the music. And I'll be moving my little legs and just jamming. Hoo, ha. And my sister cannot beat me. I don't care what she says. Oh, man, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and it is the 25th. And I am enjoying myself, and I'm not drinking any tea tonight, but I'm drinking some black coffee. Can you believe my producer gave me some? He said, you need black coffee because you laugh too much on your show. And he was just over there dancing himself away. He's going to hurt himself. Listen, tonight's show, we are talking about expectations, and we've got two parts to play from Dr. Oz talking about why you can't make decisions and how that affects your health. So a lot of times we want my audience to please stay healthy, and we always discuss a word. So expectations has a lot to do with decision-making. So again, this young lady that he had on his show, young African-American female, she was married, but she was in a bad marriage, and it was actually messing up her health because she thought, based on what her mom taught her and what people looked at her and said, that she felt like if she didn't live up to their expectations, she couldn't be happy in marriage and she couldn't be happy in life. And she had a whole life plan like that. And Dr. Oz told her, that's crazy. Don't worry about what people say. So expectations, this fits right into what we're talking about because, again, she let everybody else's opinion judge her life, and she was actually really becoming ill. So I want you to think about these tracks when I play them by Dr. Oz because I want you to get a pen and paper. It was on his recent episode, and I love some Dr. Oz. Matter of fact, he said, you need to eat 7 walnuts a day. And I went out and bought 140 walnuts, and I've been eating them every day. It's probably why I'm crazy as heck right now. We're going to play a track by my main man, Ray Charles, and this is dealing with expectations because his girlfriend was expecting him to do a whole lot, and I guess he didn't. So she told him to hit the road, Jack, and he said, hey, you can't treat me that way, and I'll be back. And she said, I don't care if you do. I like that song. Actually, it was from the movie, too, with Jamie Foxx, and it was pretty good. But before we get into our conversation, let's play Ray Charles. And for you guys, that's why I always tell you, don't move into them girls' houses. They'll be throwing your stuff in the street, talking about hit the road. And you don't want that. And I don't know. We'll have to talk about that on my show. Hit the Road, Jack, by Ray Charles. So you women, don't be kicking these guys out now. They're pretty good.
I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say? This away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back.
Well,
don't you come back no more.
What you said?
Don't you come back no more.
I didn't understand.
Don't you come back no more.
You can't mean that.
And don't you come back
oh,
no more.
Now, baby, please.
Don't you come back no more.
What you trying to do to me?
You know, I really like that song. Oh, woman, don't treat me this way. because I'll be back on my feet someday. She said, I don't care if you do. Oh, man, that's cold-blooded, man. But anyway, that's Ray Charles doing Hit the Road, Jack. And again, that's expectations. He wasn't expecting her to tell him that. But anyway, man, that's deep. I want you to get your pens and papers. We're going to go into expectations, and we're going to play the track by Dr. Oz, because you really need to hear this. It's called Why I Can't Make Decisions. And again, I guess the decision was for him to hit the road. Don't get on out. Oh, okay, all right. You know, I had an ex-girlfriend threw me out one time, so I had to tell you that story, too. She threw away all my CDs. Oh, man. I was mad because that was $3,000 worth of CDs she threw out. But anyway. Oh, well. Anyway, let's get to the track by Dr. Oz. I'm tripping, man. I am really tripping. This is part one from the Dr. Oz show, and we've got it turned up pretty loud so that you could hear it. And again, it's called Decisions. And I want you to listen to this seriously. Get a pen, paper, and write down this whole thing because it was really a good interview.
Is it really hard for you to make a decision? You ever feel fearful, paralyzed, you're making the wrong decision? I believe the inability to make decisions is one of the biggest threats to our health, causing anxiety, depression, even heart attacks. So I invited Norena Hurst to join me. She has dedicated her career to figuring out how to be a good decision maker. And Rita, you argue that making decisions or inability to make decisions actually is harming our health, sometimes irreparably.
Yeah, because we get so scared that we'll make the wrong decision, that we get anxious, we get stressed, our heart rate goes up, our adrenaline goes up, and this takes our toll on our health. And we catastrophize. We turn a small decision into something huge. Oh, if I wear the wrong outfit on my date, then he'll never ask me out again. And if he never asks me out again, then I'll never get married. And we turn a small decision into something so huge that it makes us feel very stressed, very anxious, and takes its toll.
Where does all that fear come from?
Well, for some of us, we are perfectionists. We are people who are very scared to make a wrong decision, and so we're paralyzed. For others, it could be because in our past, somebody told us we were a bad decision maker. Someone told us we weren't good enough. Or maybe we even made a bad decision in our past, and we've labeled ourselves a bad decision maker. We don't allow ourselves the opportunity to move on.
So the woman you're about to meet lets everyday decisions fill her with stress and anxiety. Does Marcia sound like you?
When it comes to making decisions, I am completely paralyzed, whether it's the big life choices or small stuff. Even trying on clothes, I'll try on several, but I still can't decide. I do the same thing with my daughter, Jesslyn. She's 7 years old, and I'll go to buy a pair of shoes for her, but I'll purchase about three because I can't decide which one to keep. So it becomes very heavy not to be able to decide on something small. It's the big life decisions that really scare me, whether I should finish college. Am I going to go in the fashion route, or am I going to get a master's in psychology? And what if I don't finish? Stuck with college loans and 3 years, 4 years in with nothing to show for it. That makes me feel slightly depressed. One of the biggest decisions in my life right now, unfortunately, is whether to get a divorce. We've been married, and then we've been separated and, you know, back together again. No matter how many lists of pros and cons I make, the emotion keeps me going back and forth. It affects me physically. It affects me emotionally. I have anxiety at times if I think about an issue for too long. It just weighs very heavily on me. Ultimately, I want to be able to get control back over my life and not second-guess everything that I do. It's going to benefit me, but ultimately benefit my daughter. Benefit my daughter.
I love you, girly girl.
I love you, too.
Thanks for being here, Marcia. Let's start with the simple decisions, the easy ones. What are the fears that surround your ability to make those?
I think I've always been taught from a very young age. My mother always told me, you know, when you leave the house, you dress a certain way. People, and when you don't, you'll see someone you know to carry yourself a certain way, or people will judge you. So I think it's wanting to project a certain image of myself and fear that if I don't, maybe people won't see me as I want to be viewed.
You also have some big decisions you're struggling with.
Yeah.
Describe the anxiety you feel as you struggle with these decisions. Like, for example, the marriage issue.
The marriage issue. You know, toiling back and forth with the marriage issue, reality versus what my perspective or what I desire out of family, wanting the white picket fence and the house and the husband and the whole family picture. The anxiety is very heavy. If I'm in my bedroom with it when it occurs, it's just a heaviness, and it almost smothers you to the point where you don't want to move and you feel paralyzed. I've noticed that the more I think about it, I'll get headaches. I'm pinched nerves here, and it goes from here to the side of my
body. That's your body yelling to you.
I know.
That's as loud as it can yell. But I actually, especially as a heart doctor, was very concerned about the toll of this stress, this inability to make decisions, and what it was doing to your body. So may I hold your hand? I'm just saying, because I don't know why doctors always hold this hand.
Okay.
And I'm not just holding it to comfort you.
Okay.
I was curious to find out what was happening in your side of you, the things you couldn't have said. So we put a pulse oxygen monitor on you. And I'm checking your pulse right now. That's why I wanted to hold your hand. I was disbelieving in what this pulse oximeter showed us. Normally, we want the heart rate, which this device tells us about, to be under 100.
Okay.
Your heart rate on that device was almost always more than 100. In fact, it got up to 130. This is without exercise.
Yeah.
No, it's not ever supposed to do that.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's our most poetic organ, but it's also the organ that we have to listen to the most. And yours is screaming out, and I can tell you something. Your heart only gives you a certain number of beats in your lifetime. You don't want to waste those precious beats twirling over a decision that's hard or easy, because they both can be difficult for you. So can I bring Norina into this conversation?
Yes.
This is her area. So Norina, what's the first thing that Marcia should be able to do that to jumpstart this process?
Marcia, you need to let go of your perfectionism. It's trapping you. It's not enabling you to move forward and realize your dreams and your ambitions and your aspirations. It's okay to make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Presidents make mistakes. Doctors make mistakes. We need to move on. There's an exercise I do with people. It's called the circle of truth. Think about a circle. It's something everyone can do. Think about a circle. What really matters to you? Put that in your circle. Your children. Your education. Your financial stability. Where in that circle is, what am I going to cook for dinner? Where in that circle is, oh, I'm really worried about being the perfect hostess on the holidays. You're using your energy on decisions that don't matter. You need to save your energy for the decisions that do.
But don't people judge you? I mean, honestly, people judge you when you're not, and I'm probably guilty of it, when you're not the perfect hostess, when things aren't in order, when... You know, when you dress a certain way, you know.
Marcia, you are the one who's judging yourself. You are labeling yourself the imperfect decision maker, the imperfectionist. Why don't you think about all the good decisions you've made? We saw your daughter, Jessie, your son's in college. How many good decisions have you had to make all through your life to get there? You need to start relabeling yourself as a good decision maker. Yeah.
Well, I always tell my friends, what other people say about you, none of your business. So when we come back, we're going to give you some tips for everybody that you're going to share with us. Stay with us.
And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. And that was Dr. Oz giving this young African-American female some advice. And like he was saying, quit worrying about what people say about you. You don't worry about being perfect in their eyes. Don't worry about all the stuff that people are going to say and the way you dress and all this other stuff. Do what you need to do and feel is good for you. And one important point that he brought out, remember a lot of the good stuff that happens in your relationships. Don't always focus on, oh, he didn't do this, or oh, she didn't do that, or my friends think he's not the best one for me and all that other nonsense. Like Dr. Oz said, throw that stuff out the window because their decision does not make any sense for your life. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. We are talking about expectations. And again, no, don't go by the fact that your mother thinks you should wear certain things. She's not out there. She's not you. And people are going to judge you anyway, so it really doesn't matter about what they think. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when we come back, we're going to get into another soundtrack, and we're going to keep talking about expectations because I want my audience to turn their life around and worry about what they think and do the things that make them happy and quit living in this world where everybody's telling you what to do and how to do it and how to think, and your girlfriends are calling your ex-boyfriends or boyfriends trying to set them up and stuff like that. Don't even worry about that kind of crazy stuff. You just enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, because you know what? Like he says, think about this. You got so many heartbeats in a lifetime, and if you waste those heartbeats on trivial stuff, you're going to rush your way into an early grave, and I don't want to see my audience do that, because they got to be here to hear me on Friday so that they can enjoy my show. And I'm about to start laughing again. My producer said, okay, all right, I'll play the PSA. Let me play this PSA, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about expectations. And if you want to listen to the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the greatest number in the world to dial on Friday.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
This is the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look at the chorus line.
No. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep. I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
Hey, we're back, and we're going to play a track by Nora Jones, and the track is called Don't Know Why. Now, Nora Jones kind of sings a cross between jazz, country, neo-soul, and a lot of things, and I like Nora Jones. I had a chance to watch the video to this track, and I was just blown away because I like Nora Jones anyway. She's a beautiful young lady singing, but we're going to talk a lot about Nora Jones in a minute after we play her track. We're even going to tell you what her real name is because it's not totally Nora Jones. But anyway, we're talking about expectations, and I want you to listen to this track, I Don't Know Why, by Nora Jones.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart don't know why I didn't call. My feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Oh, that is just so sweetie beatie. I love that. Don't know why. And yes, I can sing. I don't care what nobody say. I'm like Dr. Oz. I can sing if I want to sing. That was Nora, N-O-R-A-H, Jones, and she's born Jeetaali, G-E-E-T-A-L-I, Nora Jones, Shankar, S-H-A-N-K-A-R. She's born March 30th, 1979. She is an American singer, songwriter, musician, and actress. She is a daughter of sitar virtuoso Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones. That must mean they're not all whatever. So that's pretty good. They play the sitar. Now, she is the half-sister of Anushka, A-N-O-U-S-H-K-A, Shakar. That's her half-sister. And Anushka Shakar is a rising young star of the Indian sitar-playing group. I mean, they play sitars, and she's really good. I saw pictures of her, and I'm talking about just extremely beautiful. She is a student and daughter of the legendary Ravi, R-A-V-I, Shakar. They play this thing called the sitar, and you need to look up what a sitar is. It's really a cross between a guitar and kind of like a scimitar, I guess. I don't know. But I had a chance to look at it, and it looks pretty good. But she's the half-sister of Anushka. I like that name, Anushka. So anyway, that is her half-sister. She was born in London. This is just nice, man, just really nice. And spent her early years shuttling back and forth between London and New Delhi. She gave her debut performance in New Delhi at the tender age of 13. Later, she moved to Encinitas, California. I guess that's Encinitas, E-N-C-I-N-I-T-A-S, where she graduated from high school with honors in 1999. Can you believe that? Man. Nora Jones, in 2002, launched her solo music career with the release of the commercially successful and critically acclaimed album, Come Away With Me. And I remember when that came out. And it's a fusion track of fusion and country music. That's what I said. They're mixing everything together now, and it's sounding pretty good, with pop elements of jazz, with certified diamond albums selling over 26 million copies. The record earned Jones 5 Grammy Awards, including the Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Best New Artist of the Year. Her subsequent studio albums, Feels Like Home, released in 2004. Not Too Late was released in 2007, the same year. She made her film debut in My Blueberry Nights. And in 2009, The Fall all gained platinum status. The Fall was just a great album, selling over 1 million copies each and were generally well-received by critics. Jones' fifth studio album, Little Broken Hearts, was released on April 27, 2012. Jones has won 9 Grammy Awards and was 60th on Billboard's Magazine Artist of 2002 to 2009. Man, that's a decade. Throughout her career, Jones has won numerous awards and has sold more than 50 million albums worldwide. Billboard named her the top jazz artist of 2000 to 2009. The decade. So I guess they just keep giving her decade after decade. So that's the thing with people. You got to turn around and think about your expectations. Nora Jones got out there and did what she had to do. She started really working on her stuff at 13. But if you listen to that track that also Dr. Oz talked about, the young lady said, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess up sometimes in a relationship, in a friendship, in a business relationship, whatever the relationship is, love, life, business. You're going to make some errors. But don't judge yourself so heavily on the errors. And don't focus so much on the errors. Because what your expectations are turning into, you're looking more at the errors. And then you're judging your life. So you're expecting bad to come. You're expecting bad into your life. And you're doing what I always tell you not to do. You're looking at the rain thinking it's going to rain forever. And what's my favorite saying to my audience? It does not rain forever. So forget all that stuff and stop letting other people control your thoughts. That's the biggest thing. Expectations, expect yourself to do better. We're going to listen to a track by a young man named Tank. And I got a chance to listen and watch the video, and it was pretty interesting. He's got a track called Stronger. And after we play this track, we're going to talk a little bit about Tank. And it is 7:40 in the studio. And my producer is hollering, yay, you are really good. His wife is going to come down and visit me again, too. She loves when she's here. I love when she's here because I play all kinds of love songs for her. And I got one for her tonight called Sweet Ones. But anyway, Tank and a track called Stronger. And again, expectations. Expect the best in your life because you deserve that. And even though you make a mistake, don't hang on to those. Don't keep repeating that over and over again, making yourself sick. That's what Dr. Oz told you, and that's what I'm telling you. Dr. Don S. McClure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you see these scars? Trying to eat through this flesh, making its way to my heart, wanting to destroy what's left. What you saw was it the start of destruction at its best? Is that why you appeared? Cause of what you felt? Cause I could feel your love pulling me back, brick by brick. Your love is building me up. Your strength's so perfect, yeah. Now look at me, I'm stronger than I've ever been. Hey, where I am no longer where I've been. Hey, now look at me.
Where
down and leave your boy with anything. But I'm strong. I'm still missing pieces after everything. But I'm strong. Can't believe it, cause she said she never leave. But I'm strong. But if she never left, I would've never seen that I'm strong, yeah. You make me, you make me strong. You make me, you make me.
Somebody just emailed me and they asked me about my maid, right? And I said, well, actually, when I play that track, I'm on my teeter-totter. So I was turned upside down and moving my arms out, like making flexors and getting my muscles built. And my maid said, you look like you're getting stronger. And I said, yeah, I am. So anyway, she's going to stop by tonight and say hello. I have the greatest maid in the world. She really cares about me. And everybody's always asking about her. Her name is Lupe. She said, hello, Mr. McClure. I haven't been to work in a while. I said, I know. I need to fire you. We're going to play a track by Gladys Knight. We're talking about expectations. And in this song that was written in the 60s, it's called I Who Have Nothing. It was written by a man who was asking this girl to come out of a restaurant. She was with a rich guy, but he wanted her to come out and be with him because he didn't have any money. He was poor. And he had his nose against the plate while they were serving all the good food, and he had his tongue out there, too. But anyway, he was telling her, come on outside and be with him because he loved her, and the rich guy didn't love her, but she had to make a decision. And his expectations was that she was going to leave that restaurant and stop being with this really, really, really rich guy and come be with him. So I don't know if that was a realistic expectation or not, but let's listen to Gladys Knight. And, hey, my maid just walked in. Hey, honey. So, anyway, we're going to play Gladys Knight, I Who Am Nothing. And this is a disco track, so I think you'll enjoy it. Then we're going to get back to the word expectation and some more soundtracks. Yeah. You know, we played a track by a man named Tank. And Tank was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and moved with his family as a child to Washington, D.C., the suburb of Clinton, Maryland. He was a multi-sport athlete at Crossland High School and was offered the opportunity to play college football. However, Tank decided to focus on music. And his talent eventually led him to an opportunity to sing background vocals for Gwynon during one of Gwynon's tours in 2001. Following the Gwynon tour's successful tour, Tank released his debut album, Force of Nature, which spawned the R&B top 10 single, Maybe I Deserve. And in 2002, Tank released his second album, One Man, and a single of the same name. Tank released his third solo album entitled Sex, Love, and Pain on May 15, 2007. The lead single was intended to be I Love Them Girls, and that's what I said. I'm just reading the board. I Love Them Girls, D-E-M. But for unknown reasons, the song was given to Marquise Houston, who renamed it Strip Club. I never heard either one of those, but I Love Them Girls in Strip Club, I guess. Intending to place it on his third solo album, Veteran. I wonder where they're getting these titles from. However, Strip Club did not make Veteran, so the final single was the Timberland remix to I Love Them Girls. Oh, man, they choked me on that one. The second single was Please Don't Go. And then later, in the year, Tank, I guess deciding with Gwynon and Tyrese Gibson, formed a group called TGT. Their first single was a remix of Please Don't Go, put on hold due to contractual issues, but made it officially by signing a contract with Atlantic Records in September 2012. Tank released his fourth album, studio album, Now or Never, on December 14, 2010, Tank collaborated with other artists on this project like Chris Brown, Drake, LaToya Luckett, and many other artists. Man, this is just crazy. But anyway, that was Tank. He's now out there, and he's on Atlantic Records. So if you want to get up some things on Tank, look him up. You can find him on Amazon. You can find all my artists on Amazon. And my maid said, oh, really? And she's got on a hot red dress tonight. She must be going out. Are you going out? Oh, okay, all right. She says she's going to the Spanish club. You know, she took me to a Spanish club one night, and it was we partied down. Our next artist is going to be Sarah Sleen, S-L-E-A-N. We're going to talk about her in a minute. But I got to get a glass of water. Could you bring me a glass of water, please? I'm telling you, my maid works on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and she is so sweet. Thank you. I needed that. And my producer's like, man, I don't know about you. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only Don S. McClure on a Friday night. And I am having a ball. I mean, I'm really enjoying myself. So I think it's the walnuts that I ate on the recommendation of Dr. Oz. So I'm going to have to take a break and get some water. We got a quick PSA I'm going to play for you, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about expectations. I'm really glad that you had a chance to hear the Dr. Oz track, and I want you to think about that. Stop letting other people tell you what to do and how to live your life. That's just not a good thing to do. Don't always pay attention to what everybody says. Get your own opinions, and you're going to make mistakes. So when you make them, you just apologize for them and move on. Don't let them hold you captive.
We try to hide our truths about our mental and substance use disorders from the world, and sometimes from ourselves. Saying I'm fine is a facade. By facing our problems, recovery begins, and we are empowered to speak our truth. Join the voices for recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, man, I ate them walnuts, and I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm drinking water like 90 going north. And, yes, my maid gave me a bottle of water. She's very nice. And she's going out tonight, so have a good time. I might join her at that club, too. We're talking about Sarah Sleen, S-L-E-A-N. Her original name is Sarah Hope, H-O-P-E, Sleen. She's born the 21st of June, 1977, in, check this out, Pickering, Ontario. She is a Canadian singer, songwriter, musician, poet, visual artist, and occasional actress. She has released 11 albums to date, including EPs and live albums. Now let's see what's going on. Sleen recorded her first EP, Universe, 1997, at the age of 19. It was followed by Blue Parade in 1998. Nightbugs was her first major label album, co-produced by Sleen and Hawksley Workman, and released by WEA in Canada and Atlantic Records in the United States. It was heavily inspired by cabaret music. So, see, I told you, we just play the best music from different artists. On the 28th of September, 2004, Sleen released her fourth album, Day One. Here, Sleen's piano takes a less important spot for the first time in her career. The focus is more on beats, rhythms, and guitar, which is evident in the album's first single. Lucky Me, the up-tempo title track, Day One, and Mary, a song about Sleen's grandmother, were released as the second and third singles. Sleen performing in Edmonton, Alberta in 2006. And in October 2006, she released a mostly live album, Orphan Music, which consists of songs recorded live at Toronto's Harbourfront Theatre and the Vancouver East Cultural Centre. Other new tracks featuring Sleen was The Piano, were recorded at DNA Recording Facility in Toronto. I mean, this young lady is bad. And she did some other tracks in a studio called Kensaltown Studios in the UK. So again, remember my book I was telling you about, The Gods in the Beginning of Life? In that book, it talks about an actual place where people go to hear storytelling. So a lot of times I'll take stuff that's really good. But let's play Sweet Ones by Sarah Sleen, S-L-E-A-N. And I think you're going to really like this. I get a chance to see all the videos, and man, they're really good. And I'm going to go get me some water after this. Got to move with some finesse. Man, you should really come to either karaoke and hear me sing or come see me dance. Man, I can cut up. I can do it. I mean, my producer said, yeah, we all been out to hanging one night. We just hang out and do karaoke, and I mean, act crazy. And I can dance better than him. And his wife says, yes, you can, Don, yes, you can. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday, and we're talking about expectations. And again, you've got to know what you believe in. And like I said, you're going to run into a few people who are going to try to discourage you. Don't worry about that. You're going to run into a few people who play games in life. Don't worry about that. Just keep moving on and believe in what you believe in. And if you want to email me, you can reach me at Don S, with that S in there, .McClure@AOL.com, or McClureDonS@Yahoo.com, or DonSMcClure@DSMPublications.net, where you can find all my great books, especially my new book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story. And that book is truly, truly funny. And to my fans in Murfreesboro and Maryland, hey, and to the young ladies I told happy birthday to, happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody. It's a happy day. We played Rihanna, but we're going to keep tracking and doing some things for you. We are talking about expectations. And again, we want you to think about those things, because I find a lot of people out there, they've got expectations of how their life want to go, but they're so busy worried about what everybody thinks and what everybody says and what kind of job they got and what kind of job they don't have and what kind of person they're dating. And those people have nothing to do with what you want to do in life. And like Dr. Oz said, don't sweat those things. Do your own thing. So stop worried about how you look based on what somebody told you you should dress like or look like. It's not a good thing. And please, determine what you want to do in life. We're going to play a track that I know you're not expecting, but, you know, I like to dance. I truly love to dance, and I'm looking for this dance track. I had one picked out that I said, I know if I play this, my audience is going to say, I know he did not play that. And I am looking for this track. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play it before we go to the next information. It's 8:07. And I'm telling you, you know what? I had some neighbors come by one day, and they told me to turn it down. And I said, man, turn it down for what? So that's my new thing. I'll be riding in my car, man. Turn it down for what? And I'm not going to turn my show down. I'm not going to turn my happiness down. And I don't want you to turn your happiness down. Joy makes your life better. So you know what? When somebody says something negative to you or tells a story on you or not telling the truth, you tell them, turn it down for what? Let's play that for a minute before we get into the rest of the show. turn it down for what? Man, if you could have seen my maid and my producer over there dancing, I love that song. Turn it, when I'm riding in my car, right? Actually, did you know the police pulled me over? And I asked them, they said, Don, your music kind of loud. And I said, turn it down for what? They said, because you're going to get a ticket. Okay, anyway. I was just joking. No, they didn't stop me. We're going to get back to the tracks we're supposed to be playing. But I had to throw that in there, man. It was like a party in the studio. We're going to play a track by Jamie O'Neill. And I really liked the video that I got a chance to see. And again, we're talking about expectations. And I know you didn't expect to hear Turn It Down for What. But anyway, you know, when you're making these decisions in your life and you're trying to really get your life together, your expectations should start with a piece of paper and a board. Just write down what you think you really want to do in life and start working on that. I'm always talking about finance and health. Dr. Oz says that if you laugh 20 times a day and if you smile and really exercise, you'll live longer. And I believe that. So again, I want you to think about your expectations and just sit down in a room by yourself on your laptop, your Kindle, your iPad, a drum, whatever the heck you got to do. Just write down your expectations and then look at them and decide if they're realistic expectations or if they're fantasy expectations. Now, fantasy expectations is, like I said again, you're adding in what everybody else thinks you should do. And relationships are a partnership. It's not I want to do it this way. I want to do it when I want to do it. It's a we thing. So your expectations, if you want to have a good relationship, you got to add W-E in there. It's not going to be everything you want to do. I remember watching the Queen Latifah show, and a young lady who's a comedian with Doug came on, and she talked about how she wanted to do some things, and her husband really didn't do that, but she accepted how he was. A lot of times, expectations, you're making them so difficult, you're creating yourself to have a headache because you can't get that loan or you can't pay a certain bill and your expectations are so high till you start letting that stuff eat up in your soul and you bring that right into your relationship with your children, with your man, with your husband, like the young lady did. So again, concentrate on that word expectations and don't make them always so unrealistic and find out what unrealistic expectations are. We're going to play a track by a young lady named Jamie O'Neill, and she did a duet with a guy named Mark Willis. They're both in the country and western era, and I really like them. They're down in Nashville, but we're going to talk about Jamie O'Neill because that's one of our featured artists for tonight. The track we're going to play is No More Protecting My Heart. Say she's not going to do it no more. She ain't going to keep protecting her heart. She know it possibly may get broke. That's what her expectations are to have a good relationship. But she's going to take a chance on it. So let's listen to Jamie O'Neill. Then when we come back, I'm going to have some water, and we're going to talk about Jamie O'Neill so I can get my voice clear. Turn it down for what? But this is Jamie O'Neill.
Like
And that's my girl, Jamie O'Neill, who was born June 3rd, 1966, and she is an Australian country singer, not an American country singer, but Australian, which means they play country music in Australia, and songwriter. Her real name is, she was born Jamie Murphy in Sydney, Australia, to parents Jimmy and Julie Murphy, who were also professional musicians. And as I told you, we play music from all around the world. Now, she created a duet with Mark Willis, and we're going to talk about that. The duet is called I'm Not Going to Do Anything Without You. So I guess their expectations is to be with a man and back him up. It's from an album called Shiver. So, again, we're going to talk about that. But she released in 2000, O'Neill released her first album, Shiver. The album included the back-to-back number one singles, There Is No Arizona, and When I Think About Angels. And I got a chance to play that track. Two other singles were released, the title track, which reached number 21 on the country's charts, and Frantic, which reached number 41 in 2002. Since then, she has released one other studio album, Brave, in 2005. Her third studio album, Eternal, was released the 27th of May, 2014. So again, man, this young lady's bad. She is an Australian singer. She's toured, and she's doing pretty good with her career. She's been in Australia and Far East Asia, and she did an album tour called Let's Get to It in the UK and Ireland. So we're going to play this track by her and Mark Willis, and I really like that track. It's kind of one of those lovey-dovey tracks. I'm Not Going to Do Anything Without You. Expectations is our word, and we've got 10 more minutes into the show.
You.
Man, now that's a heck of a woman there. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to do a darn thing without you. Looking in somebody's eyes, letting them hold me. See, that's what I'm talking about. Make up your mind and do what you want to do and forget what your friends say. Forget all that stuff. Listen, we're almost out of time. I'm going to play my Ray Charles track. You don't know I really love you. No, that's not what he said, but I like saying that. I love you. Love you. Anyway, you listen to the Don S. McClure Show. We're talking about expectations, and Ray is singing about expectations where he was a little shy to tell this girl that he really cared about her. So let's listen to this track, You Don't Know Me. And evidently, you don't know me because I'm kind of – my babe brought me some tea. We're going to slow dance on this track. Thank you, baby.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one. Dreams of you at night, and longs to kiss your lips, and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love. Though my heart aches with love for you, afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too,
love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye, I watch you walk away. I'm the lucky guy, oh, to never, never know the one who loved you so. Well, you don't know me. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too,
love me too.
Oh, you give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye, I watch you walk away, beside the lucky guy. Well, you don't know me.
You don't love me. You don't know me.
And that's going to be a wrap for me. Enjoy life. That's all you have. We're going to get Rihanna to take us out of here. I'll see you next Friday where my special guest is the author, Dominique Wilkinson. Hey, Rihanna, take us out of here.
Please don't stop the music.
Me and my maid going, yeah.
Please don't stop the music. I gotta get my body.